the culture war, and its surprising culprit.
Answers with Ken Ham, president and founder of the Apologetics Ministry of Answers in Genesis.
Now, I won't say the teaching of evolution in millions of years is the cause of today's culture war, because the ultimate cause, of course, is sin, which causes man to be in rebellion against his creator. But think about this. The more we see generations of young people being taken through an education system and indoctrinated to believe that Darwin's ideas about evolution in millions of years are true, the more these young people will believe the Bible's account of origins can't be true. Now, if the Bible can't really be trusted, then it's fallible. The more that people don't believe the Bible is the absolute authority, then they'll increasingly build a worldview based on man's opinions. As a result, morality will be relative. It will be just a matter of your opinion. In today's culture war, the battle is really between a Christian worldview and a secular one, and the struggle over who is the authority, God or man.
We'd like to send you our 95-page pocket guide on how the culture wars of today relate to the Bible's very first book. For the surprising connection, call our toll-free line and request our pocket guide on social issues as you make your donation of any size right over the phone. Call toll-free 1-888-89-ANSWERS, 24 hours a day at 888-89-ANSWERS.